Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of the parish of St. Barnabas in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to this reflection on the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for proper 14, and they come from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 to 18. Psalm 85, Romans 10, 5 to 15, Matthew 14, 22 to 33. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people of every age, and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, our hearts are simply longing to worship you. We are filled with thanksgiving for all the blessings we have received at your hand. We stand amazed at the sheer extravagance of your love. We try to comprehend something of your grace towards us, but again and again, your love for us in Jesus takes our breath away. Lord, you are great. You are worthy of praise. Your majesty, power, authority, and glory are simply beyond our understanding. We do not have the words that will truly declare who and what you are. We have brought our hymns and our prayers, our speaking and our listening, our celebration and our silence. By your Holy Spirit, use these poor vehicles for the glory of your wonderful name. Amen. We pray the collect for Proper 14, followed by our parish prayer. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Questions and Answers. Questions are a very important part of the arsenal of the good teacher. They can stimulate the minds of pupils and give the teacher an insight into the depth of knowledge and understanding of the students. Our readings today all contain questions worthy of our reflection and meditation. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9, the Lord asked the prophet, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah replies, "I have been zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Elijah's response reveals his fear of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, who wanted to take his life, as he had the prophets of Baal, their god, killed. Elijah had taken part in a winner-take-all contest with the prophets of Baal to determine once and for all who was truly God, Yahweh or Baal. 1 Kings 18, 20 to 46. Elijah won the contest, and all the prophets of Baal, some 450 of them, were executed. Jezebel, the queen, threatened to kill Elijah. She sent word to him saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." 1 Kings 19, verse 2. Elijah was afraid. He fled into the wilderness, making his way to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God, where Moses had his encounter with God and received the law. How was Elijah able to overcome his fear and continue his ministry as a prophet of Israel? The Lord revealed his presence and his plan to Elijah to calm his fears. Elijah is to remain in his cave until he senses the presence of the Lord passing by. So there is a great wind, followed by an earthquake, followed by a fire. However, Elijah senses that the Lord is in none of these. It is not until Elijah hears the sound of sheer silence that he recognizes the Lord passing by. Elijah emerges from the cave with his cloak wrapped around his face, for he knows, like Moses, that no human being can see the face of God and live. The Lord repeats the question, What are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah gives the same excuse. Israel has forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away. Elijah is directed by God to return to Israel and initiate a new regime. Ahab and Jezebel must go, and a new king must rule in their place. A king who will join Elijah's campaign to eradicate the worship of Baal and promote obedience and worship of Yahweh. What dispels Elijah's fear? An encounter with God, which enables him to once more put his faith in God, the ever-present God. We are reminded that the other side of fear is faith. In our epistle from the Romans, chapter 10, 5 to 15, St. Paul makes the point that righteousness, that is, a right relationship with God, that comes from the law, depends on human strength and human performance. To obey the law, and therefore, is unreliable. In contrast, righteousness that comes through faith is within our reach. True righteousness is attainable through faith in Jesus Christ, by acceptance of the message of the gospel. Paul affirms that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Then Paul poses his searching questions. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? Paul knows the answers to his questions because he is living the life of an apostle, a true disciple of Christ. Paul understood that as a disciple, as we are, he was commissioned to go into the world and make disciples, to baptize and to teach. The disciple is called to share the good news of God in Christ. So, we too are called to go into the world and proclaim the good news of God's love in Jesus, giving people the opportunity to hear and experience the gospel, respond in faith, and receive God's gift of salvation. Faith, Paul concludes, comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes to the word of Christ. Romans 10:17. In our gospel story from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, as Jesus approaches the boat with the disciples early in the morning in the midst of a storm, he is walking on the water. Seeing Jesus walking on the water, the disciples are terrified. They believe it is a ghost. Immediately, Jesus calms their fears. He says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Simon Peter, as always the first to respond, says to Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus responds, "Come." Jesus gives Peter the authority and the power by the Holy Spirit to do something that he is doing. The authority is Christ to give. He says in Matthew 28:18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And so he decides to give some of this authority over nature to Peter. The power comes from the Holy Spirit through faith. Peter, Matthew records, got out of the boat and started walking on the water towards Jesus. For a moment, he takes his eyes off of Jesus and focuses on the strong wind. And that is when fear enters his heart and he begins to sink. He cries out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reaches out and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" A probing question. Why did you doubt? Peter allowed fear to drive away the faith he had in Jesus. Peter allowed fear to drive away the authority and the power that he received from Jesus. And Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 17 affirms that the one who is righteous will live by faith. So do we, like Simon Peter, allow fear to replace our faith in God? Do we, like Elijah, allow fear to cause us to forget our ministry and our gifts and go into hiding? Will we, because of fear, cause God to ask us, "What are you doing here?" Will we continue to cause God to ask, "Who will go? Whom shall I send? Who will carry the good news?" Will we cause God to ask us time and time again, especially in these days of the pandemic, "Why are you fearful? Why do you doubt?" Our word from God today has given us guidance to avoid these questions. As we strive to build our relationship with God by encountering God in prayer, Bible study, and worship daily, we will grow in our faith. We will grow in our relationship with God, and we will therefore be able to move towards righteousness, right living, because of our relationship with God. So let us pray as disciples of Christ today that God in Christ through the Holy Spirit will never have to ask us, "What are you doing here?" We will certainly be about our Heavenly Father's business. We will know that as disciples of Christ that we are here to share the good news of the gospel, whatever the circumstances that surround us. Let us pray that God in Christ through the Holy Spirit will never have to ask us, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Because we know and understand that faith in God dispels doubt. Let us commit to daily striving to build our relationship with God by right living, and therefore live every day with faith in God. And with faith in God, we will be able to pray that prayer of faith written by Hannah Moore Cohaus, which says in part, "God is my all, I know no fear, since God and love and truth are here." The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father, give to us and all your people in times of anxiety, serenity. In times of hardship, courage. In times of uncertainty, patience. And at all time, a quiet trust and faith in your wisdom and love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, in confidence of your great mercy and goodness to all that truly repent and resolve to do better, we most humbly implore the grace and assistance of the Holy Spirit to enable us to become every day better disciples. Give us the wisdom and understanding to know our duty and the heart and will to do it. Endue us, O Lord, with the true fear and love of you, and with a prudent zeal for your glory. Increase in us the graces of charity and meekness, of love and justice, of humility and patience, and a firmness of spirit to bear every condition with constancy and equality of mind, and with faith in you. Amen. Helper of all who are helpless, we call on you in times of stress and in times of devastation. Pick up the broken pieces of our hearts, our homes, our history, and restore them to the way they were, or give us the means of starting over when everything seems lost. O God, our help in ages past, we place all our hope in you. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conk the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, do not be afraid, do not doubt, have faith in God, and be safe.